Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Juneteenth to you. It's a long story about Juneteenth. Now, slavery was abolished in 1863, but they didn't get word in Texas, and they were resistant to whatever. And so General Granger, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but basically he finally told Texans, you need to free the slaves. And that was on this date in 1865, 2.5 years after slavery was actually abolished. So It's a big, long, convoluted story. But basically, we're happy to celebrate the fact that all men are created equal. And women. Sorry, there's two women in the room. Men and women. I use men in the general. All human beings are created equal. So anyway, thanks for being on the show today. Jana Priest is here from the Chamber of Commerce, and she brought with her a friend, Stephanie Carter, who was with the Utah Black Chamber of Commerce Southern Utah Chapter. She is the board chair. That was a mouthful, Stephanie.
Yeah, she's kind of a big deal.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you know, hey.
Are you kind of a big deal, Stephanie?
You know what? I like to think I'm a humble spirit.
Nice.
Keep my wings tucked and just move about as we need to. So
keep the halo hidden in the backpack or something.
It might be tilted a little.
Well, thanks for coming on today. Jana, I guess you're representing Sean. Sean is off doing, he's probably playing golf or something.
Oh, man. Well, I'm the golfer.
Oh, you are? Really?
Yes. Yeah, golfer. They've been laughing. Last week I was my personal record. I think I golfed over 100 holes in the last,
what?
Like, 9 days.
Oh, wow.
So it's been
in
fun.
The heat? You were golfing out in the heat?
In the heat.
What are you, nuts?
A little. Just a little.
I will say this, years ago, and I've told the story before on the air, but I was a sports editor at the local newspaper, and my assistant editor and I would go, we started work at 4 p.m., and so we would go at like noon in July and August and go play Sky Mountain out there in Hurricane.
Okay, yeah, that's a
great
course.
And it's like 110 degrees, but I'll tell you, we were the only ones on the course.
Yeah, I've been spoiled. I just learned to play this last fall, and I went into winter, and so it was so nice because nobody was playing, so you didn't have that pressure. And then all of a sudden I came into spring, and I'm like, oh, yeah, everybody likes golfing in the spring when it's nice. But
well, just wait. Next month no one will be out.
I know.
You can have the course all to yourself.
I'm excited for the lower tee times, the prices. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Stephanie, thanks for coming today. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Stephanie was on the morning show, gosh, has it been 2-3 years? More? I don't know.
2020.
Oh, it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2020. Yeah.
Wow.
Doing community outreach. And I just changed hats a little bit, but still reaching out in the community. And this has been, I've actually launched out on my own as a shift strategist in the community, but it stands for See How I Fully Transform. And part of the shift has been working with the Utah Black Chamber of Southern Utah here in St. George, spreading the word in the community about Utah Black Chamber. And our mission is for equity with black businesses and organizations because we contribute to the ecosystem of Utah, the economic ecosystem of Utah. This particular event, our presenting sponsor is Washington County Republican Party.
Okay.
We have, it's about building community, right? So we know that it started with Abraham Lincoln signing the Emancipation Proclamation. However, it was still a secret. Everyone was not privy to the information, and it was not until General Order Number 3, as you said, it's with General Granger, and his troops came in to enforce.
Hey, I didn't mention the troops. He showed up in Texas, but he also had 2,000 guys behind him.
Like, yes.
Hey, guys, you got to listen to me because look what I got.
Yes,
behind
yes.
Me.
Like, listen, we posse'd up. And so this is no longer. And with the enforcement of he and the troops arriving, like, I mean, business, it freed over 250,000 African Americans in the U.S. But what we're going to talk about is the celebration. We know that sometimes there is, there has been bloodshed, right? To fight things out and peace and all that. But in 2021, when the national, when President Joe Biden made it a national observance of Juneteenth. And Juneteenth, for those who don't know, it's a combination. It should say June 19th, but it's like Juneteenth, and it just commemorates the freeing of slaves. And what we have here, this is our third year here in Southern Utah. Woo!
Yeah.
Super excited. We celebrate in Veterans Park in Washington City, Utah. Today, actually, from 4 to 8, this is our third event. We had a Lunch and Learn. If you all did not come to the Lunch and Learn, or if you didn't hear about it, no, get your save your date. Next year, it will be on June 19th. We had a more intimate with leaders in the community as well as business owners. But tonight is about family. It's about family, unity, and community, where we have music, we have a food truck, we also have games. It's free admission to the park. Food trucks, of course, are there. There's some varying prices, but all affordable, you know, to feed your family in portions that, you know, sometimes you might just want to share. We also have, I want to thank our sponsors out there. Again, Utah, the Washington County Republican Party, Zion National Park, Forever Project, St. George Chamber. There's so many more. I would not be able to do it by myself without my Juneteenth committee and being able to have opportunities to come out here. Today, people can also find us. I'm excited to announce that we are on IG, Instagram under Juneteenth Southern Utah. So
she looked at me. She said, "IG means Instagram, Andy. You're old. You probably don't know that, Andy." But
of course you do. You're in radio, so you got to know those things where to find. But for those first 10's a good number. Those first 10 people who find us on IG, like us, and post that you're coming, then I have a special ticket. You come see me to eat at our food vendor this year is Papa Scott Jerk. I have
good stuff.
Tickets for those first 10 who find us and follow us on our IG, Juneteenth Southern Utah.
Juneteenth Southern Utah. Party's 4 to 8 at Washington's Veterans Park.
Yes. We have presentations about the history. It begins at 6. So if you're needing to, you know, get off work and just gather the kids, bring a blanket, then you'll be right on time.
How important to you, Stephanie, is it that a predominantly white community knows about this kind of stuff? How big is that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that not only our world, but our community kind of dictates that. We just happen to have different variations of ethnicities, right?
Yeah.
And so that's a community. And so really, I don't see it as that per se. But what I see is our community willing to learn and grow. I mentioned a little bit last year that we are, you know, with Exit 2, right? With Desert Color and the film studio. Mm-hmm. If you notice in the grocery stores, we have more Asian market things. We have Indian food. So even though the community may be predominant, I think we're welcome change or inclusivity. I won't go over some of the things that we've been going on over. Well, maybe I will touch it. In lieu of HB 261, when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion in educational systems, however, the people don't go away, right? The platform may have changed, but at the end of the day, you want... I want to use it in reference of fruits. If everybody just wanted to eat bananas or everybody wanted to eat apples, then it would only be one kind of fruit. So it's the same thing when it comes to community. At some point, you want a little bit of flavor and variety, right? Like, right? I mean, seriously. There's always going to be change. But if we just embrace our differences and learn, right, how do we all contribute to this thing called humanity? And so to me, that is what we're building here in Southern Utah. And we don't want to be excluded, right? We don't want up north to have just things and shoo people up north. No, we want to span the state. And I think that is one of the premises behind, for sure, Utah Black Chamber. Because some people will say, well, why Utah Black Chamber? Well, we contribute to the ecosystem, economic ecosystem in Utah. But also, as an African-American woman, I'm also a businesswoman and have a couple of businesses here in Utah, actually opened up one on Thursday, but we contribute in the entrepreneurial world, but we also contribute to other corporations, right? The dynamics. And again, like Jenna said, we like variety. If that's the case too, just like we don't have all men things, we don't have all female things, and then all the other pronouns in between, you know, as we identify, it just dictates, like, from each day. Like, we're in Southern Utah, but it's not always cold here, right? It's not always hot. We have variety.
Feels like it right now, but
I know I'm enjoying it. But at the end of the day, it's about community. It's about infusing, embracing all ethnicities and inclusivity.
Right? Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Janet, what it is.
Can you address a relationship that St. George Area Chamber of Commerce has with the Utah Black Chamber of Commerce? How does that work? What the relationship between the two?
Yeah, so we've been involved in the committee to help Stephanie wherever we can with planning, coordinating. We want to make sure our community is so important to the chamber, both the business community and just people in general. We want everybody to be able to connect. That helps everybody when there's that connection, both with businesses. It connects you to customers. It connects you to other businesses. Southern Utah is so relationship-based that you want to be able to know who's in your neighborhood, who's in your community, yeah, and connect with them. And celebrating the end of slavery, who is against that? It's such an amazing thing to happen.
If you're against that one, you've got a problem.
Right. And, you know, the chamber is happy to help foster those connections and be involved. And also working with the Black Chamber, obviously business community is very important. We want to make those connections. We want to have those relationships so that when our members need something or they have an issue, we have the connections with Stephanie. We can make those introductions and relationships happen.
And if I just may piggyback, the other thing is that when we had our Lunch and Learn, we did find out that, in fact, in the state, Utah Black Chamber is one of the most diverse chambers in the community. And I want to also address, there are some who say, do you have to be Black to be a member or to participate? What you have to be is willing and willing about equity in a workplace or in the everyday, even in a grocery store. Are you willing to accept changes and be able to have those diversity and have input from all communities that you impact, right? So when people have businesses, you're looking for evergreen dollars, right? You're looking for those who are astute and diverse in their industry or immersed in their industries to help grow. My goal, I would think, is for Southern Utah, even though we're housed right here in Washington City at this time, but all the surrounding areas like this, I've reached out to our community leaders, our mayors in the surrounding cities, also to be informed, because we only have people like you, Andy, and social media at this juncture to get information out. And nothing's better also than word of mouth. So,
yeah. You know, I've been involved in covering athletics my whole life, so I've been around a lot of African-American athletes. And I'm a big believer in what Dr. Martin Luther King said. We got to know the content of the character. The color of the skin doesn't matter. It's the content of the character of the person. And as I got to know these athletes over the years, different Black and white athletes and Hispanic and Asian, it really kind of it brought it all home to me that a person is a person, and it doesn't, all that other stuff doesn't matter. I mean, you can look at their hairstyle, or you can look at, you know, their if they have a nose piercing or a weird tattoo or whatever. But until you really get to know that person, then you really, it's not fair to just make an out of hand, you know, assumption or judgment about that person. So to me, I love that you guys are stepping up and saying, hey, we just want to be a part of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not raising a banner and saying, hey, you know, we deserve more or anything like that. We're just saying we want to be, like you said, inclusivity. We want to be included,
yes,
in everything.
And then now it's a national observed holiday where people are off of work. So yeah. I also want to bring meaning to June 19th.
Although we're not off. We're all working.
Well, but, you know, it's okay.
My wife is off today. She's like, yeah, this is a great holiday.
I'm right. Gonna, so, well, there's a division, yeah, there, because some celebrated on Monday. The federal,
that's true, yeah,
holidays are Monday, but ideally here in Southern Utah, we celebrate it on the actual day, June 19th.
That's good.
That's part of the reason we're holding it, is there's a lot of people that don't know what it is or why we celebrate it. So
I think there's an awareness. It is a new hall. In defense to them, a lot of them are like, I don't really know what it's all about. So it's good that you're not only on the radio talking about it, but
yes.
You have this gathering, this evening about it.
Yes, and we have festivities and a couple of, announcements, but each year gets something different. Like the Lunch and Learn was the new element, because I wanted to, for those businesses and those who wanted to come a little bit closer, because tonight, there's music, there's dancing, there's electric slide, there's food and camaraderie. And also what I love, the beautiful connections and the networking that happen. So you never know. There are people who are looking for community. And sometimes we just need a woosah from whatever every day is. I think post-pandemic or plandemic or whatever you see it as, I think it's another way to come back out and feel like you can relax, that you have this festivity and want to look forward to it annually. Maybe even like family reunions. Andy, have you ever played dominoes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have dominoes. Play spades?
Sure.
So we have spades, so there's those old school games that used to bring people together. There's music that will allow you to jump up out of your seat, or at least pop your finger or tap your foot and take you back down memory lane. So we want it to be like this family reunion, this community where we can look forward to it annually.
Yeah, I love it. And again, awareness is a big part of it, just knowing what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then why are you off today? So it's like, so we want to bring significance to that, just like any of our other holidays that we celebrate. But what specific here? Pioneer Day. Pioneer Day falls every year.
Yeah.
So
is there a fear that it will become commercialized? Like, I mean, I love Mother's Day and Father's Day and some of these others, but they are so commercial. It's all about Barbie. Even Memorial Day. Remember, Memorial Day is supposed to be like honoring those that have died, especially those that have died, fighting for this, for our freedom. Now it's about, barbecues and swim parties and things like that. Are you worried, Stephanie, that it'll become a little too commercialized, do you think?
For me, no.
No?
Okay, I think people are craving. I think people are craving something different or something familiar. Like different because we now observe it as a holiday and that you have a paid day off, depending upon whether it's a Monday or the actual day. The consensus that I have felt is like, I'm so glad that we have something like this in our community and not people having to peer through a window of what other states are doing or even up north, is doing, but that we have it right here at home, that we don't have to travel. And then I think, for me, it's about history. It's about, showcasing, the different parts of culture, right? Because there's so many people that I've also met to say, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I want to take the I don't know and at least bring it in a special way. But this, that's comfortable. That's like family oriented, unity. We also have vendors. So we have different vendors, and have partnered like with Intermountain, as well as, Zip. So some of our, businesses in the community are also coming out so that families can know about their business or how they, or resources in the community. That's another thing that we do. Utah Black Chamber is that we also have a upcoming wealth conference in August. So wealth conference.
Wealth.
Yes. So your health is your wealth.
Okay.
Or your wealth is your health.
I like wealth.
So in this process in the community, like with, IHC is one of our members, but bringing information to the community about diabetes, maybe some things that impact us culturally, like sickle cell anemia. But I also want it to be where our community is in front of the community to tell about resources that they might not have been privy to. And actually, sometimes people out of fear. So if we bring it into an environment where it's at hand, then people are no longer, I don't know. So, because when do you know or when do you seek to know, right? And then a lot of times it helps bring, I don't think we do enough across the board from a community standpoint. We do have our organizations. We do have our religious organizations and connections. But when do we just, like, let down and just come together?
You know? Love it.
So that's what I hope that we're bringing from that aspect of Juneteenth. Cultural awareness, but also how are we coexisting? I don't mind eating funeral potatoes. I'm just saying.
They're good, actually.
There you go. So in this community, of course,
I don't like grits, by the way.
You don't like grits?
Grits or okra.
You know, who knows? One of these days we may have an okra or grits tasting contest and see what it is.
You're saying you could convince me, maybe.
I will tell you what I taught my children, which was no thank you bites. And there's a various way to eat them.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, before you can say, don't judge it by its cover, right?
Yeah.
Without tasting it. So, I would like to bring things like that. Maybe a little commercial. Maybe there's a dad thing, like, who's the grill master? I don't know. You know, it's open. I want the public to also help dictate what is it that you'd like to see. Right. What is it that you like to need? I like to think that the Juneteenth was part of the answer to the call of community. And also taking the time of the awareness. But also I love that people have been embracing, like, I had no idea. But they're willing to come and learn. And that's why we take a portion every year to bring the history, but also a few little, you know, surprises. But you need to be in the room. Okay. I don't want to give everything away.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
So you've relaxed part of the day. We've had friendly weather. So come out tonight, 4 to 8. Listen to some music. And then we'll have our presentations at 6. And right after presentation, there's food available.
Food. Love it. Jana, only got about a minute left. Anything coming up with the Chamber of Commerce besides this that we need to know?
Yes, about? We're excited for our Salute to America, July 17th at the Hilton Garden Inn. We're honoring all of our county's police departments. So we're super excited to really help them this year. We're partnering with StatPax, a local-based company in Washington.
Okay.
They make a type of... like backpack that first responders
use. Those are so cool. They're like bulletproof.
Yes, yeah. They're amazing. So we're lucky to partner again with them this year. And last year we honored firefighters, and this year it's the police.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Stephanie and Dana. You got Jana. I said Dana. Jana. Sorry. Appreciate you guys coming on today. It's sure great to talk to you. And good luck tonight on your event there, Stephanie.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. This is the Andy Griffin Show. Thanks again to Janet and Stephanie for being on moments ago. And now Titus Blosser is with me. Hi, Titus. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you today, sir?
Good. I was reading about you a little bit on the website here. It says you'll never meet another person like Titus. What does that mean?
That's pretty true. I have quite a personality. I just enjoy having a good time.
I love it. Titus is a custom gunsmith at Modern Warriors, and the segment, I guess, tell us about Alice Customs. What does that mean?
Yeah, definitely. So Modern Warriors has been around for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We just recently had our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I was down in Las Vegas building custom AKs, and I approached Todd and the guys over there and asked if we were interested in starting a custom shop. So being able to offer a little bit more than our current offerings, like Cerakote services, different types of gunsmithing stuff, pretty much just opening up the offerings to more than just installing stuff that you purchase at the store. I've been coming up since October. We finally got my family and everybody moved up here, and now we offer full custom gunsmithing services.
You got a wife and kid? You said
family? Yeah, we got a wife. I got three kids, 18, 12, and 7.
Wait a minute. You have an 18-year-old?
Yeah, I do. She just graduated.
Dude, you look like you're like in your late 20s, man.
They keep me young. They keep me young.
They keep you young, and at the same time, they make you old.
Yeah.
That's the thing about
there are a couple grays coming in.
My baby is a little bit, she's 20, a little bit older than your oldest. Yeah. So, I just got out of the teenager years with my kids. And so life has been pretty good since.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, when the empty nester years come, they're pretty cool, man.
Kind of mellows out a little bit.
And I firmly believe this, when they're around 17, 18, God had a plan to make them obnoxious so that you wouldn't mind if they leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That and is then when they're true. Gone, they start realizing, I had it pretty good there. Mom and dad paid for everything. They were feeding me all. Now I got to cook.
Now I got to get a job.
Stuff like that. So
that's funny.
Anyway, Titus, thanks again for coming. So let's talk about, first of all, Cerakote, what that means. It's kind of, well, not kind of, it's a newer technology, and I think people are just starting to realize that they can do that with a lot of things, but tell us about it.
Yeah, so Cerakote basically is a two-part ceramic paint that's applied to, like you said, anything. It's not just firearms, and we have the ability to do your bike frame, your tire rims,
car parts.
Like, even I've seen people do, like, house fixtures. If you want your handles on your cupboards to be some type of burnt bronze or some other color, we can offer those services as well. Basically, it's applied with a paint gun that you would see on, like, car or any type of other paint applications. And then we bake it, and it really... it gives the gun a lot more protection against the elements, against rust, and also it comes in a wide variety of different colors. So while adding the protection to whatever you choose to apply it to, you also can make it look however you want. You can do any types of camos. I've even had a lady ask me to match a gun to her dog. And so I made it kind of look like hair and had a little pink front end and everything. So the possibilities are endless.
Do you get challenged occasionally as an artist to, I want this particular thing, and you're like, I don't know if I can do that, but then you make it happen?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones, we had a gentleman that wanted a Galaxy gun, and, you know, I didn't want to make it look cheesy. I wanted to really give it a lot of depth and make it look
good. So Galaxy,
nice.
Like stars and...
Stars and planets and the Milky Way and all that kind of thing. And now, at first, I was just kind of intimidated by it and didn't really know how I was going to approach it. And now that's one of my favorite ones to do because they just look amazing. They look so cool once they're all done. Another one was a Hawaiian shirt. They gave me a Hawaiian shirt and asked me to match it to it, and so that came out pretty cool too. Yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff.
Very, very cool. Now, do you consider yourself an artist?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. That's one of the things I really enjoy about this particular lane of the gun industry that I've found, is that I do get to explore a lot of my artistic outlets in this atmosphere. So it's pretty cool.
Were you an artist when you were younger, like into high school and all that stuff?
Yeah, I've done a lot of graffiti and all that kinds of stuff. And
legal graffiti.
Yeah. Only on notepads. Yeah. And it just kind of kept growing and growing. And I didn't really know... Like, I wasn't a paid artist by any means ever before, and I didn't really know where it would lead me in life.
And, but it interested you.
Yeah, it was definitely something I was into. A very creative person always. And so I went to school at Colorado School of Trades. It's a trade school in Colorado, obviously, Lakewood, Colorado, for gunsmithing. Once I graduated there, I went into the industry in Las Vegas. I worked for Wild West Guns and a place called Rifle Dynamics. And like I said, in the last... 8-10 months I've transitioned up here. So finding this outlet to really expand and explore on the artistic side has been an awesome, awesome adventure.
What would you say, Titus, are some of the reasons people want to change the look of their firearm? What do you think? I know there are probably many, many reasons, but what are some of the reasons that you think they give?
I think that people like a little bit of individuality or a little bit of flair, you know, just having a plain gray or black or brown gun sometimes isn't really some people's flavor. And people like to express their personality through their firearms, you know. So when you go to the range, your gun is a little bit different than your buddy's gun. Or, you know, even if you did, let's say, a bike frame, you want something cool that doesn't look like what everybody else has to really stand out from the pack. And it's really fun to be able to offer that.
What do your kids think about what you do, Titus? They think it's cool?
Yeah, they do, honestly. Yeah. My daughter's kind of like neither here nor there, you know, but my son's my littlest is the biggest fan. He's like, I want to be like you when I grow up, you know?
That's nice.
It's awesome. That's nice. It's really fun.
My kids were like, yeah, Dad, because I've done a lot of sports on radio, and Dad does sports, and I want to do that, and then they find out it's actual work.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I didn't want to work. I wanted to have fun. Well, it can be fun, but yeah, you got to pay the bills, too.
All dirty and paint all over and worn out, you know, and they're like, oh, wow, you really been doing some stuff today.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking with Titus Blosser. He is with the Alice Customs. Yeah, Alice Customs by Modern Warriors. There now, maybe, well, I'll explain a little bit. To find Modern Warriors, I think a lot of people are like, what is that? Is it like a national thing? No, it's a local store. It's located off the Bloomington exit, and it's kind of back behind the, is that a Flying J or whatever that gas station is? It's Flying J.
Flying J or Pilot, one of the two, I think.
Yeah, and it's across the freeway from the Bloomington Walmart. So if you think about that, okay, I know where the Bloomington Walmart is and the barbecue joint and all that stuff. This is across the freeway from that, and there's like a little shopping plaza in there.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked away. It's super beautiful, though, our location, because once you find it, it's just surrounded by all the red rock, and it's...
Yeah, it really is nice.
Our store is nice and modern. It's, obviously it's in the name, but the actual experience of our store is way different than what you get at any other one. It's an open showroom, so you can come back behind the counter, touch all the stuff, play with it, really get your hands on and see what you like, what you don't like. And yeah, tons of knowledgeable salesmen. There's myself and another gentleman named Sam who are doing the gunsmithing. He's on more on the long range and bolt gun side.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot to offer, definitely.
Very, very cool out there. And again, it might be hard to find it first until you know where it is, but once you find it, you're like, hey, this is not like other gun stores I've been to. You know, it's kind of dark and dingy, and you know, they got a couple of shelves and some low lighting and stuff. And no, this is a, like you said, modern. It's a modern store, and it's very cool. I think they even have a consignment area where they sell people's guns for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, very cool. All right, we're going to get a commercial break in more with Titus after this timeout on the Andy Griffin Show.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. Titan is with me here from Alice Custom Works. That's part of Modern Warriors. Now, Alice, wait a minute. Alice is a woman's name, and it's a name that you wouldn't maybe necessarily associate with firearms.
Yeah.
Titus, tell us about this Alice name.
So Alice Customs, the name, originally Modern Warriors was named Alice.
Really?
It comes from our owner Todd has a really awesome Lincoln that is named Alice. And
okay, it's an old school Lincoln.
Yeah, old school Lincoln convertible. It's all black. It's super awesome.
Nice.
So this is kind of paying homage to like where we started as a company to where we've got to now. And I get to represent a really cool Lincoln. So
do people ask you all the time, why Alice? Who's Alice? What's going on here?
Well, honestly, this is all kind of just recently started. So I imagine it will be a question that comes up pretty often.
So you need to be, no pun intended, armed with an answer.
Yeah, definitely.
Because people are going to ask it all the time.
Definitely.
So Alice is, in fact, a car.
Yeah, a car, yes.
Okay, have you driven Alice?
I haven't yet.
Have you ridden in Alice?
Unfortunately, no. I'm waiting. I need to. That's the next promotional video.
And it's a big black custom Lincoln.
Yeah, convertible.
Convertible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice. I would like one. I think that'd be really cool. I went to a car show a few years ago, and they had I think it was a Buick Electra convertible.
Ooh, nice.
And it was purple. And I was like, I want that car.
Yeah, purple's awesome.
Of course, they wanted $35,000 for it. I was like, well, never mind. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Still, it was pretty cool looking. All right, let's talk about women and firearms now. It would seem like to me your area customizing firearms would actually be pretty, maybe not just for women, but definitely interest a lot of women who own firearms, because women don't want to carry around a big old black ugly gun, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we are definitely try to cater to making everyone, but in particular women and women who have just recently entered the firearms game, as comfortable as possible, because it can be very intimidating. And you know, having a daughter and a wife who really weren't into firearms prior to me being into firearms, I know how uncomfortable it can be for them. So to be able to offer, you know, not necessarily every woman wants their gun pink, but to be able to offer to take this intimidating black gun and turn it to a nice pink or purple or green or combination of whatever you want, really kind of takes the edge off a little bit and gives you something that you can feel comfortable carrying, but also enjoy showing people, hey, check out how cool this thing is, you know, blah, blah, blah. So
my wife has a gun, but she refuses to carry it. And I honestly believe a big, maybe not the only reason, but one of the biggest reasons is because it's just this black gun. It's not attractive. It's not.
Yeah, you know, it's intimidating. It is. Firearms in general are inherently intimidating. But, you know, we offer a women and handguns class as well at the shop. So you can come and really become more familiar with the whole idea of carrying a firearm and then purchase your firearm with us. And once you purchase it, we can go through the steps to make it exactly how you would want it to look. So it's pretty awesome to be able to offer that level of comfort to folks that are looking for that.
For sure. There's a women in firearms class. I think the next, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I think the next one is in August.
We just had one like last weekend.
Okay, we just missed one. Okay. So
they are once a month. So they're pretty regular. We offer quite a few classes. We offer the women in handguns. We offer a CCW class. We do an AR build class. So you can come and bring your family and build up an AR totally from the ground up, take it out and shoot it. So, yeah, it's cool to be able to offer a lot more than just, hey, come buy your guns here. You know, we offer the whole spectrum of training and getting your CCW and getting you more comfortable with the thought of carrying a firearm and stuff like that. So, yeah.
The one thing that interested me, one of the classes is a Stop the Bleed class. And I wrote an article about this a few months ago. But essentially, the idea with Stop the Bleed and that whole program, I think put on by Red Cross, is the first responders are kind of actually named wrong. They're actually the second responders. And any emergency, the first responder is you, whether you're the one that's hurt or someone that you witness being injured. And so the Stop the Bleed course is a fantastic course in which it helps you to, I don't know, understand that you know, there are certain things you need. If you want this person to live, there are certain things that you need to learn and do first.
And those initial seconds, really, truthfully, is what it is, are crucial. We were lucky enough to actually take that class as a company together. The people that put it on is called Red Desert Rescue out here in Southern Utah. They're awesome people. And it, like you said, it does matter getting that tourniquet on or just getting pressure on the wound and getting the bleeding stopped can really save a life and time and give you a little bit more time for the first responders to show up. That was an invaluable class. I would highly recommend anyone, if not even in the firearms industry, if you work with anything that could be potentially dangerous, it's important to take that class. Even driving, you know, you see a lot of accidents and a lot of people that get in accidents don't know how to address certain situations that happen in those accidents. So being prepared for that is really important. So highly, highly recommended class.
I even found a story. A guy was trimming his bushes and the thing slipped and cut his leg open. And his wife, you know, she kind of watched it happen or was right there after it happened. And, you know, the deal was, would you out there listening, would you know what to do if someone you loved had cut, you know, maybe their, you know, one of the arteries and they were bleeding out. And like you said, the first few seconds of that are, it's a matter of life and death, really.
Yeah, if you get an artery, you got max maybe 30, 45 seconds before you at least lose consciousness, you know. So being the first person there and being able to address the situation, find the wound, get the tourniquet on the limb or where it needs to be or some type of packing compound in the wound to stop the bleeding is crucial. So it's really awesome to be able to work somewhere that offers this wide range of courses and things to send you out into the world more prepared.
Absolutely. Titus, how long have you been with Modern Warriors now?
October is when I started there. Nice. So we're about 8-10 months now.
I love it. And Alice Custom.
Yeah, that's that really just all kicked off, let's say, in the last 5 months. We've been working towards it, getting everything, getting the paint booth and everything all set up. And now we have a full state-of-the-art paint booth and all the stuff you need to make it happen. So it's been a great time.
Very cool. What's the best way? I guess Modern Warriors website. I noticed when I went to it, there was actually a tab up there for Alice Customs.
Yeah, everything you need that we've talked about, the classes, the paint, the purchasing of the firearms, all the accessories, you can visit our website, modernwarriors.com. Like Andy mentioned, there's a tab up in the top right corner for specifically Alice Customs.
And you can't miss it. It's a colorful tab.
Did you
design that tab?
I didn't, but I worked with the design team on, you know, it's definitely suits my personality. And then you go on there and you can, there's a full drop down list of all the different options and everything that you can do on there. But I can be reached through there, through the Alice Customs Instagram we just have set up. Or if you reach out to the store, they can get you in contact with me either way, via email or phone. So, yeah, we're always available. We offer full consultation services if you do decide to do some customization projects. We'll go through the whole project with you, make sure that everybody's on the same page and that you get exactly what you're looking for. So, yeah.
Very cool. We've only got about 2 minutes left. I did want to ask you about have you had a favorite one or two that you've done over the last few? You mentioned the Galaxy one.
Yeah, the Galaxy one was really cool. I got to do a Rhodesian brushstroke for a gentleman gave the gun to his dad, who wore that same camo in the South African military, which was pretty cool to, you know, to be able to paint something that somebody actually used was pretty cool. And that, honestly, that Hawaiian shirt one that I talked about was up there on my list of favorites.
That sounds really hard to do.
Yeah, it was definitely tedious, but worth it in the end.
I did have one question. So, the one thing, the intricacies of a gun and the way it works is very important. That everything needs to be really precise.
Yes, sir.
You know, the firing pin, everything in there has to be really precise. How does getting a custom paint job like that, how can you make sure that you don't mess up the actual workings of the gun?
Prep is about 90% of the paint job. You know, we do a lot of taping and a lot of masking off certain
areas.
Almost
kind of like when you paint a car.
Or even in your house, you know, you don't want to paint your light switches, so you got to tape them off and make sure everything's good. And the gun is fully disassembled during paint. So we take it all apart. We only mess with the parts that are getting customized, and everything else stays as is. And then it all gets built back up at the end and ready for you to have some fun with.
So the fun, creative artist part of it is actually just a small part of it. Actually getting everything ready first is a big part of it.
Yeah, that is the main part. If you have a poor prep, you'll have a poor product. So taking that really a lot of time to really make sure everything is perfect prior to painting it is super important.
Those are words to live by, Titus. If you have poor prep, you're going to have a poor product. And that's in almost anything in life.
Definitely.
He's Titus Blosser again from Modern Warriors and Alice Customs. Titus, thanks for coming on today, man. It's been great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andy. It was a pleasure.
Tomorrow on the show, Mayor of Hurricane Nanette Billings will be here. But before that, we're going to get about 10 minutes with Celeste Malloy talking about a new bill that she has brought forth in Congress. That's all on the Andy Griffin Show tomorrow. Thanks again for listening.